We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're holding page Samach Beis. The Rambam has just concluded in explaining to us the different orders of the Mishnah, the breakdown of the tractates into orders. And now the Rambam's going to explain the names that Rebbe included in the Mishnah and the format of the Mishnah. So we're holding page Samach Beis in the Rambam Lam edition.
אחרי כן
ראה להסתפק משמות המקבלים על הקרובים אליו משמעון הצדיק. After this, so Rebbe saw fit, he said, it's enough to enumerate those rabbis who were part of the tradition from Shimon HaTzadik onward. Now this basically means that the rabbis we find in the Mishnah are the rabbis of the period of the Second Temple. Shimon HaTzadik was the remnant, the last one left from the men of the Great Assembly. The men of the Great Assembly were during the period of the beginning of the Second Temple. And in the Mishnah, we only find Tanaim from Shimon HaTzadik onward. So the Rambam says, the reason is because Rebbe said that's enough. It's enough to quote things from then onward. The Rambam doesn't really explain why. We saw in Igeot Rav Shirai Gaon that Rav Shirai Gaon gave an explanation why. We won't go into it now, but the Rambam doesn't see a need to explain. The Rambam just says that Rebbe said it's enough to quote from Shimon HaTzadik onward. Dayud v'rabba Mishnah Davar Katzir, and Rebbe's words in the Mishnah were short. Hakolel Nanim Rabim. And in few words, he was able to encompass many great concepts. So this is a great skill, to be able to say many thoughts in few words. V'ya kol mevo'alo lechidut sichlo, and to Rebbe, everything was clear because he had such a sharp mind. Aval lemishu pachut mimenu, but to anyone who was less than Rebbe, ha'inyan ha'u amok ve'inav, things seem very deep. You read a Mishnah, and you have to figure out from that Mishnah many, many laws. All you seem to see is the law the Mishnah told you. But if you know the depths of the Mishnah, to understand why each word was used, what the deep meaning of each word is, to understand the structure of the Mishnah, the semantics, the syntax, there is a lot of depth in how the Mishnah was written, and the Gemara breaks down that depth. But to Rebbe, it was all obvious, because He had such a sharp mind. Shachachamim hakadumim lo hayu mechaberim ela lenafshotam. The ancient sages, when they wrote a work, they wrote it for people like themselves, for people on that level. Lefichach ha'echad mitalmidav, but being that it required such a great mind, so one of his students saw, v'hu Rebbi Chiya, and that is the student Rebbi Chiya, he was Rebbe's disciple.
Rebbe Shimon, yes. Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya was students of Rebbe Shimon.
So Rebbe Chiya saw lechaber sefer, to compose a work, velelechet bo achar abo, and in that work he's really following Rebbe's footsteps, ulevael ma shenishtabesh medivrei rabo, and through that work his goal was to clarify the things that were confused in the words of his Rebbe, meaning when people read the Mishnah, there were certain laws that they didn't know from the Mishnah. Really, if you knew how to understand the Mishnah well, you would know those laws. But Rebbe Chiya saw that many people were not capable of that. So Rebbe Chiya wrote an addition to the Mishnah, so to speak, V'hiya Tosefta, and that's what we call the Tosefta. Tosefta literally means the addition. You have the Mishnah that Rebbe composed, and then you have the Tosefta that Rebbe Chiya composed. V'inyana, and the purpose of the Tosefta was לבאר המשנה, to clarify the Mishnah, ולהוסיף חקירות, and to add depths, שאי אפשר להוציאן מן המשנה, אלא אחר הגיעה רבה, that one would not be able to derive from the Mishnah without tremendous toil. והוא הוציאן, and Rabbi Chiya derived these depths, ללמדנו איך נוליד ונוציא עניינים מן המשנה, to teach us how we can derive things from the Mishnah. So, the Rambam really said two things over here. He said, firstly, that the Tosefta is to tell us things that we couldn't have figured out, things that we wouldn't know from just the Mishnah. And now the Rambam adds another point. The Rambam says that after you learn the Tosefta, you're supposed to know from this how to derive things from the Mishnah. I mean, there are two different points. One is saying the mere halachot that are written in the Tosefta, those are things you might not have been able to figure out yourself, so they're very hard to figure out from just reading the Mishnah. In essence, they are in the Mishnah, but it takes a tremendous mind to be able to derive it from the Mishnah. So these laws, Rabbi Chiya lay out for us in a clear way. That's one thing. Now the Rambam added another point, and the Rambam says, and once you have these additions to the Mishnah, that's supposed to teach you how do you derive things from the Mishnah. So now we're not only getting the results, we're also getting the tools with which we will be able to derive more results. Clear? Meaning the first thing the Rambam said is, bottom line, this is what you have. Now you have the laws, the outcome. Now the Rambam is talking about learning, gaining tools from the Tosefta. And with these tools, we ourselves are supposed to be able to derive things from the Mishnah. V'chen asah Rabbi Hoshaya, and so too Rabbi Hoshaya did. Now, this needs slight clarification. Does the Rambam mean that Rabbi Hoshaya also composed the Tosefta? That there was more than one Tosefta? What does the Rambam mean in this sentence? Rabbi Hoshaya also did this. Did what? We today have some printing of a Tosefta. In the back of the Gemara, you have a Tosefta. And the Tosefta really revolves around the Mishnah. It goes in the order of the Mishnah and expands on the Mishnah. Is that the Tosefta that Rabbi Chiya composed? Was there more than one kind of Tosefta? What does the Rambam mean? It seems the simple reading is that Rabbi Hoshaya also composed a work that's an addition to Rabbi's Mishnah that's supposed to help us clarify the Mishnah. Okay. We also have to understand what was composition and what was compilation. Meaning, how much of Rabbi Chiya's work was Rabbi Chiya's own deductions from the Mishnah? How much of the Tosefta, the simple reading from the Rambam is that the Tosefta is really all Rabbi Chiya's work. Meaning Rabbi Chiya basically derived this from the Mishnah. Not of a matter of tradition, but rather a matter of derivation. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. It's difficult to say that, but that's what the Rambam on the surface seems to say. Being that we know Rabbi Chiya had a tradition, and there were Tanakh quotes on tradition, and Rebbe filtered out those Tanakh quotes in order to make the Mishnah as compact as possible, so it would have been more comfortable to say that Rabbi Chiya took from those quotes the quotes that were relevant to add clarity to the Mishnah. The Rambam didn't say that. On the other hand, to ignore the fact that there were Tanakh quotes floating around, that everyone knew many Tanakh quotes that were not incorporated in the Mishnah, and that when Rabbi Chiya is deriving things from the Mishnah, he's starting from scratch, as though he doesn't know anything, that seems ludicrous to say. The man's been learning his whole life. Now his Rebbe composes a work that summarizes, that boils down all the laws of the oral law into this relatively small work, the Mishnah, small in quantity, compared to the vast amount of oral law that existed, and to say that Rabbi Chiya just ignored everything he knew beforehand and now just derived the things from the Mishnah seems incorrect to say. The only problem is that the Rambam doesn't make mention of that. And then we come on to this sentence that the Rambam says, V'chein asah Rabbi Hoshaya, Rabbi Hoshaya did the same thing. What does he mean? He also composed the work of Tosefta. V'rav chiber braita. In Rav composed what's called the Braisa. Braisa literally means the external ones. The Tanakh quotes that are external to the Mishnah. Again, you have to say he compiled, he didn't compose, because the Braisas basically quote Tanakh opinions. They're not Rav's opinion. So, that needs clarity.
Braita.
Now, which Braita did Rav compose? V'hi Sifra, V'sifrei, V'chen asu Rabim Zulatam, and so many others did. As our sages say, when Rabbi so-and-so came, he came and brought the following Tanakh quote with him. The simple understanding we would say in that Gemara is that he had on tradition the following Tanakh quote. The Rambam seems to say, when you have this quote, it means he had this version, this setup that he himself arranged. Rashi says something similar on the Gemara. Rashi says that there were 13 versions of Mishnah. Rebbe composed his version, which was the most perfect, And then there were 13 other ones. There was the Tanakh compilation of this rabbi, Tani Rabbi Chiya. There were different rabbis that composed different versions of a summary of the oral law. We're familiar with the Shulchan Aruch. But he wasn't the only one that wrote a compilation like that. The Ramah wrote a compilation like that. The Levush wrote a compilation like that. There were other rabbis that tried to boil everything down. In each generation, so there comes a point, not in each generation, but after every few millennium, after every few centuries, the rabbis say, wait a second, we have to boil down what's been said in the last few centuries.
And we have different Shulchan Aruch. There's Shulchan Aruch one and then another. I listen to
There's the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Ramah wrote the same thing as the Shulchan Aruch, and the Levush also, the same idea. When the Rambam wrote his work, so that was after you have Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Rif and the Rambam. Many people tried to do what the Rambam did. By the same token, it seems that there were many different versions of what we might call Mishnah, of Tanoim's boiling down what is the oral law. So the Rambam is telling us a new understanding in this saying, that when Rabbi so-and-so came, he quoted the following Tanoi quote. The Rambam says that means he had this version, that was his setup in the oral law. All these other brisos were not as clear of language as the Mishnah. They weren't as well set up. They didn't say things with alacrity. They didn't say things as concisely as the Mishnah did. And that's why the Mishnah is treated as the main thing. It's a nidamah Mishnah. The Mishnah was viewed as the main source of the oral law. The cholach iburim and all the other works olim acharah, they come up after the Mishnah ushniim elah, and they're considered secondary to the Mishnah. Vehiam chubedet etzel akol, and the Mishnah is considered most honorable compared to all the others. Uchsherichu ota lachiburim ahim, and when the rabbis evaluated the Mishnah compared to the other works, ra'u avanot v'asheruah melachot ufilakshim v'halelua. All those around her praised her. This is a saying from the Song of Songs, that even the queens praised this one chosen wife of the king. So too, the Rambam saying, even those who composed all these other works recognized that Rebbe's work was the best. And all those that came in future generations, everyone who came after Rebbe and after that whole group, that honorable group, their main focus, their main strength was invested in understanding the Mishnah. And there hasn't ceased in every generation. Generation after generation hasn't ceased to delve into the words of the Mishnah, to explain the words of the Mishnah, to take note, to research the words of the Mishnah. Kol chacham lefi chochmato vinato. Every sage according to his wisdom and understanding. V'nechleku beferush k'tzat alachot mimena lefi rov ha'shanim. And as the years went on, so there developed machlokes, arguments, as to how to understand different halachos in the Mishnah. Ve'en chavura mehim shelo chakra v'itponena b'mishnah, and there was never a group of rabbis that didn't spend time researching and looking into the Mishnah. Ve'gileta chidushim, and discovering new things from the Mishnah. Ve'evia mimena dimyonim al inyanim acherim, and then they compared it to new topics and derived new laws from it. And this is where we'll pick up next time, where we reach the period of Ravina and Ravashi, the ones who composed the Talmud. Ad shehigei hazman leRavina veRavashi shehem achronim mechachmei haTalmud. So we reach the period of Ravina and Ravashi, that they are the last generation of the rabbis of the Talmud. So what we've seen today is that Rebbe, in composing the Mishnah, focused primarily on quotes from the rabbis from Shimon HaTzadik onward, the rabbis of the Second Temple. He felt it was enough to quote from them on. And Rebbe composed the Mishnah with great depth, with great conciseness. All the laws could be derived from the Mishnah, but it's very difficult to know how to derive it. And that's why Rebbe Chiya and others composed works braisa external to the Mishnah that would help us understand the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, everyone realized that the Mishnah was tops. We have to note that there's a difference between what Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshaya did, which is composed Tosefta, which are Tanakh quotes that revolve around the Mishnah, and what Rav and the other rabbis did, which was compose their own works that are not related directly to the Mishnah. Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya composed the Tosefta that work in the order of the Mishnah, and their goal is to clarify the Mishnah. And Rav, who composed Sifra and Sifri, and the other rabbis that composed other works, they just composed individual works that are supposed to sum up the Tanakh quotes. Those works are referred to in the Talmud. They are given a certain weight in Halacha. But at the end of the day, the greatest weight is given to the Mishnah, because the rabbis recognized that the Mishnah was the greatest work of them all.